Taking a look at the closing markets here for this Friday, October the 17th. A wild ride today in the livestock market, grain markets. We saw some positivity there. Don Rose with us now. He is, of course, with U.S. Commodities. And Don, a wild day. First of all, we'll start in the grains, though. Some positive numbers here. We saw some green on the screen today.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at the grains, not only for the day, but for the week, it's a market that really tried to push down to some support levels, held, if you will, and then technically the trends turned more up, got buy signals here on things on corn, soybeans here on Friday. We did have also a technical key reversal on wheat, which often signals a major low or at least an intermediate low, so we'll see if those can follow through. I think the concern on the market is the yield on corn, for the most part, you know, continues to be under expectations. Some areas significant. I know there's some places that yields are good, very good, but in general, the yield continues to slip lower on corn, very similar to last year when we continued to move up. So short crop, long tail, could that be where we rally right into harvest because the crop is smaller? And the soybeans, of course, found some strength here to end the week on the more positive talk out of the Trump administration with negotiations with China. We'll see if anything comes out of that going forward. But both of those, I think, adding a little premium to the market as a farmer, really not interested in selling in cash at this level. End users, as we wind up the bean harvest and to the last 40% of corn harvest, end users trying to cover up some stuff in a lot of areas and basis levels firming.
Now you go over to the livestock market, and it was a wild ride. Cattle sharply lower today.
Yeah, you know, the cattle market, it's one of those markets that this week what really happened is the basis levels adjusted. We had the futures market was much higher than the cash market by $6 to $8. It has been a cash-led market before. This one's a futures-led market. Well, cash market traded significantly higher today, just adjusting the basis. But then when you look at the futures market, really, it was the tweet, the talk out of President Trump that beef is too high, similar to eggs, and sending a signal that we're going to try and reduce the price on beef somehow. I guess the obvious one is, do we import beef from some other foreign countries, Argentina first? Do we ever open the Mexican border? So at any rate, what really happened is feeders end up limit down. Cash cattle ended up sharply lower, close to limit down. A lot of technical selling, taking some risk premium out of the market. Just more respect for the president's comments. So it was market moving here. The charts look heavy on the cattle and feeder cattle to end the week. The hog market did hold together at the end of the week. Just too big a discount on seasonal negativeness already dialed in.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose giving us the feedback on the markets today. A wild one closing up, with the grains closing and mostly on the positive side, and of livestock showing mostly negative for cattle, mixed for the hog market as we end the week. Those are the closing grain and livestock numbers for this Friday, October 17th. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.